Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We're about to conclude the weepy voice killer here with Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, but let's get to some social media right now. Joan Alex Show, tweet us using the hashtag Murder Monday.
Sam said at Joan Alex Show, I'm so scared, I'm gonna pee my pants while I'm driving. Jetta said, it's so good today. Hashtag Murder Monday. And Vashni said, the reason I laughed while listening to hashtag Murder Monday, hashtag Lord forgive me, hashtag y'all laugh too. And then she put a picture of the old man from Family Guy.
Oh, Herbert the pervert. That's what I thought when we talked about his name as the weepy voice killer. I thought he'd sound like this.
You like popsicles?
Well, sure.
And you need to come on down to the cellar. I got a whole freezer full of popsicles.
I can't. That sound like him?
Kind of does. All right, Ashley Flowers, continue. Let's hear what you got.
All right, so they had him on surveillance, but he loses his tail. And that same night, a prostitute named Denise gets picked up by Paul, and they go to his apartment. And she says it was a pretty normal encounter. He finished in like 2 seconds, and she thought he was going to...
Okay.
Yeah.
just go right over that one. Okay.
And she thought he was going to want more, but he offers just to drive her back to her corner. And so she gets in the car with him, and she realizes, again, like that first victim, she's not going in the right direction.
Oh, no.
But this girl has some street smarts, and she realizes she has no weapon, so she starts formulating a plan in her mind. And she sees a glass bottle on his floor,
ooh.
So she decides, okay, if he tries to pull anything, I'm going to take this glass bottle and I'm going to use it to defend myself. Her instincts were correct, because they pull into a dead-end street that's very quiet, and he literally just turns to her, grabs a screwdriver, and just thrusts it into her stomach.
Oh my gosh.
And she then takes that glass bottle, just like she had planned, smashes it over his head.
Good.
And it is gushing blood everywhere. She says she gets it into her eyes, and she can feel hot liquid. And when she opens her eyes, everything is red. But
oh my
she's
gosh.
Still fighting.
I can't. Eyeball stuff I can't do.
Well, blood close your ear eyes. Holes. Close your ears.
So they're fighting, and she's cutting him up. He continues to stab her. She's trying to get out of the car, and she falls onto the pavement with Paul still on top of her, stabbing her.
Oh, my gosh.
And a passerby hears her screams. And as he gets closer, he's like running to help her. He said what he could hear more than her screams was like the sounds of her bones crunching as this guy is driving the screwdriver into her body.
Oh my gosh.
So this good Samaritan tries to help, and Paul tries to fight him off for a little bit, but then he realizes he's too wounded and he has to get out. So Paul runs back into his car, drives off, and this guy gets Denise some help. And as she's being transported to the hospital with her 15 puncture wounds.
Oh, wow.
Police get a call from a voice they recognize, but it's not the usual call.
I need an ambulance.
Where?
1505 Westminster.
1505?
Yes.
Westminster, what's the problem?
I'm all cut up. I got beat up.
What's your apartment number?
208, I'm bleeding.
208, where are you bleeding from?
From my arm, my face, my head.
The paramedics responded to this call. He called them right to his home. And it doesn't take a lot for police to put two and two together. You've got this same guy calling.
Yeah.
It's a very recognizable voice. You've got this prostitute who's been beat up. When they show her a picture of Paul, she recognizes him immediately. And so they're able to arrest him. And they end up getting a conviction for him for attempted murder. But they have to go to court to prove all the others. He won't confess. And so the first one they go to court for is Barbara, which is that last victim he tried to throw into the river.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't confess. They didn't have any evidence. So what they used in court was they put his sister on the stand and in front of all of the jury made her listen to all of the calls. And then she was the one who confirmed that it was her brother and put him away.
And if you didn't hear it, because he was sort of like the normal voice, this is one of his frantic 911 calls.
Yes, please. This is an emergency. Please send a squad to Pierce Butler Road, Muhlenberg Manufacturing Company, machine shop. Please, there's an ambulance too. There's a girl hurt there.
Can you tell me what happened to her?
Just hurry. She's laying on the ground in the back by the railroad tracks, by the engine.
Wow.
He didn't confess to any of his other crimes for 12 more years, and he eventually did. And when he confessed to another murder police had never even linked to him.
Ooh, really?
Yep, there was a woman named who had drowned in her own bathtub, and it was, like, not his M.O. at all. He had drowned her. He never called police, so they had never connected it to him. But they know that it was him because after he confessed, they found his name and phone number in her address book.
So no way.
There very well could be more people, but Paul Stefani died in 1998, and he took all of his secrets with him. Paul Stefani. Wow, that is crazy. That's a good one, Ashley. I'm the voice and everything, that just makes that really come alive. I mean, that's nuts.
I mean, yeah, this...
Fire emergency.
Please don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry, I killed that girl. I stabbed her 40 times.
It's just insane. Wow. All
yeah,
right.
See what he looks like at Joan Alex Show on Instagram and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. And of course, tweet along with us using hashtag Murder Monday.
Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Amazing as always. Thank you so much. Looking forward to next week.